Okay.
We all good? Okay, so.
All right, everyone. Thanks for coming. I'm here today to address an incident where an object was thrown onto the field late in the game of the showdown last night. From a club point of view, it's absolutely unacceptable to throw any object onto the field of play at any time. We have a code of conduct that expressly forbids that, and crowd behaviour, which we introduced in 2014. We're investigating the incident. We've identified the person responsible. We've called them. They have their phone off at the moment. So we're trying to investigate further into the motivation for doing that and why on earth anyone would even think of doing it. So at the moment, we're trying to get to the bottom of it. It is right through social media at the moment. In the interest of fairness, we need to talk to the person responsible just to try and find out that motivation. But that we revoked the membership, not only for this year, but also for next year as well. Whether we take any further action will be decided on the outcome of the motivation and further investigation.
Do we have confirmation as to what was thrown at the player and who the player that was being targeted was?
I have no idea who the player being targeted was. Again, we need to ask her that. It's distressing at such a young person. The object from the footage looks like a piece of fruit, a banana, but that's as far as we know.
Koshy, look at Luya from the outside as a prima facie case. Does it strike you that it's racially motivated?
I hope not. If it is, as a club and personally, we would be appalled by that. We would be appalled. It would be incredibly distressing if that was the case, considering where a club, you know, holds the record for the most Aboriginal players playing in a team at one time. Appalled because we have league-leading, award-winning Aboriginal community programs that we're incredibly proud of. I hope, above anything else, I hope it was not racially motivated. If it is, I'd be absolutely disgusted.
So, you've confirmed it's a Port Adelaide member?
Yes, unconfirmed. And we'd also like other members and supporters sitting in that area to contact the club to really provide us with more information as well. Some have already, but we'd like more information. And again, in this era of social media, we've got to be very careful that we do get to the bottom of it, and that's important.
Are you disappointed that one of the members around her didn't contact security or make something of it at the time?
We're talking to security at the moment here. My understanding is that some of the social media outing came from our supporters. So that's sort of the way of the world at the moment. Social media becomes the, if you like, the vehicle for people to report these things.
So if it's a member, just retracing what you said,
yep.
Once you've spoken to her, and if there is no plausible excuse, and she's obviously thrown an object, which is against the rules, the DSMA would be pretty angry.
That's
Are you saying you revoke her membership?
Yes, we'll revoke her membership, because it's against the law to do it, number one. Number two, under our code of conduct, spectator code of conduct, it is completely unacceptable behaviour to do it. And so, yes, we will be revoking our membership.
For all time?
Certainly, no gardens left for this year, but certainly for next year. And until we talk to her, you know, she looks like a mid-20-year-old young lady. We need to talk to her to determine whether the severity of the penalty needs to be extended. And I think No, we've got to be careful with what's going on.
Well, when she left the arena, which was soon after the incident, she didn't appear to show much remorse. In fact, she blew a kiss to her friends who were there. What does that tell you?
I don't know. I don't know what it tells me. Until we talk to her. Again, I'm trying to be fair in this. If she deliberately did it, and the motivation was more than just throwing an object onto the field, and if the motivation was racially motivated, then our actions will be incredibly severe.
In terms of that, though, if it was racially motivated, what kind of actions do you believe that should be taken?
Look, we're a club, we're an industry, we're a code that doesn't shirk away from these sorts of incidents. We're a club that puts so much effort into education. Not only, if it was racially motivated, not only would she be banned for life from the club, we would encourage her to come and sit with our players, our Aboriginal players, and try and understand what these actions mean to them. We have a cultural awareness program that is award-winning that we do for community groups and corporates. Paul Vandenberg, our head of Aboriginal community programs, conducts these. We would encourage her to complete this cultural awareness program. And I would hope that we would continue educating more people into the fact that that sort of behaviour, and I'm not saying this because we've got to get to the bottom of it, that sort of behaviour is absolutely abhorrent.
How much does it ruin the game for everyone else? They're obviously both sides, pros and cons, have all come out and condemned the actions.
I've contacted Eddie today, I've contacted Rob Chapman, apologised. Eddie is not only an incredible footballer, but an amazing man, an amazing human being. And his response was, because we do take it personally, his response was, thanks very much for contacting me. I hope you're not taking it personally. It's across every club in the AFL. And to quote him, I'm in awe of what your club does in terms of community programs for the Aboriginal community and what you do for my brothers at Port Adelaide, which is incredibly generous from him and a mark of the man. And I've got to say, a similar response from Rob Chapman as well.
Eddie
is just a remarkable leader of his community, not only of football. And he said, he basically said, and I went through, if it was racially motivated, the program that we wanted to introduce, get her to sit with our players, get her to do our cultural awareness program. And he said that's exactly the thing that we should do. He said it can no longer be us against them. It's got to be one mob, it's got to be educating, and we've got to continually educate. And, he understands like us that it's, yes, things like this can create a headline for a day or two, but the lasting good, if any good can come out of this, is to just make sure no football crowd, no workplace, no family thinks that this is acceptable behaviour. And as a club and as a code, we've got to set the standard with that, and we've got to make sure that happens.
Is this worse than Adam Woods?
We've got to talk to the young lady first. I'm also conscious that, yes, if it was racially motivated, it's abhorrent behaviour. But if it wasn't, then, you know, it would be unfair to really crucify a young lady and how she would handle that. I think, you know, it's quite a complex set of issues here, and I think we've got to be conscious of all parties, and that's what we're trying to do as a club. But understanding we have a responsibility to make sure this sort of behaviour never ever happens. We're acknowledged of having a league best game day experience. We're incredibly proud of that. We're incredibly protective of it. And that's why we react very quickly.
David, if Port Adelaide missed the finals next year, where does that leave Ken Hinckley?
Look, I'm not here to talk about football. I'm here to talk about something far more important, and that's a social issue and a community issue. So with respect, I'd like to park that, because I think that muddies the message and muddies the purpose of why we're here, which is way more important than football.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for your time. Thank you.